And y'all are welcome to text me too if I don't answer. So.
Okay. This is continuing the conversation with Terry Bunn Jr. It's about 8:35, 8:37. Can you just tell me kind of what happened last night?
Sure. I brought somebody back to my residence with me. We had consensual sex and went to bed, and Josh Hastings woke me up and rang my door this morning, 6:45.
What, where did you meet this girl?
I have seen her out before, and actually I witnessed her walking alone, and I offered her a ride so she would not have to walk down the side of the road.
Where was that? Where was that?
Yeah, that's what University Boulevard.
Okay.
And she
out this way.
Right, pretty much downtown.
Downtown.
Yeah.
Do you know her name?
I do not.
Can you give me maybe a description of her?
She's taller girl, long hair, fair complected. I would guess 5'10", 135 pounds is what I would.
What color hair?
Dirty blonde. Brown.
Okay. You remember what she's wearing?
She has some blue jean shorts on. I do not recall what type of top she had on. Just a regular shirt. Casual wear.
All right. And where were you last night?
I was at Innisfree.
What time did you leave there?
I'm going to assume around midnight, okay. I'd say.
And right after that, you gave her a ride?
Right. When we were on my way home, I noticed her. I knew her face. Noticed her walking alone. Yeah. So just I asked her for a ride home. We took her to her apartment where she made a drink for me and my friend. We decided to leave. She chose to ride with us home on her own behalf. She chose to have consensual sex with me. And after I went to sleep, apparently she decided to take my money and take my car key and leave.
Okay. Do you know what time she might have left?
No, sir, I do not.
Had you had a good bit to drink last night?
I had a few drinks, but I was not in a mindset to where I wouldn't have known what I was not doing.
Right. Yeah. After you picked, were you by yourself when you picked her up?
No. Jason was with me.
Okay. So when y'all picked her up, you...
And she sat in the rear seat.
Mm-hmm. Y'all came back here?
No, I offered to take her home, so I took her home first.
Oh, okay. And that's when
she made us a drink at her residence and then offered to. And then when we decided to leave, she, on her own behalf, decided she'd like to come with us.
What, do you remember where she lived?
Yeah, University Downs.
University Downs?
Yeah.
You remember what apartment or anything?
I do not recall the apartment number, no.
What time do you think y'all got back here?
I don't want to tell you a lie. It was after midnight.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you didn't leave there till midnight.
Right, and I'm just looking here at my phone, just trying to just look and see if I caught anybody around that time to give you a specific time. Apparently, I did not use my phone that late at night, but
okay.
It was late, aren't they?
Early.
Yeah.
Somewhere between midnight and 5:45 when Investigator Hastings woke you up.
Yeah,
is that right?
That's right.
That's okay. Right. Okay. Do you remember anything else about her? Did she seem nice? Say anything?
She seemed friendly. I assume she goes to school.
She didn't tell you that, or
no? She no. I just assumed that her living at University Downs and being younger.
Do you know how old she is?
I don't. I assume she's early 20s.
Okay. She didn't say about if she worked anywhere.
She didn't. I didn't ask her about her work. She didn't. She didn't volunteer any information about her work. Okay. But she's very outgoing, very friendly. She knew me when I picked her up. She knew my name. Called me by name.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You didn't know her name.
I knew her face.
You knew her face. You'd seen her out. But you just didn't. I mean, you'd never been introduced to her that you.
I might have met her before, but I don't recall her. Didn't recall her name, but she recalled my name. You know, and the reason for stopping is because I you know, I wouldn't usually pick a stranger off the street. But the reason I stopped, because I recognized her, and I was just trying to be friendly.
Right.
And late at night, offer her a ride home, which that's what I did. I offered, and I gave her a ride home, and then when she got home, she decided to want to come home with me. So,
who made? Did she make that suggestion, or did you make?
She was very flirtatious, and I think my friend would go along with that.
Had she been drinking? I mean, I know she drank at the.
You'd have to ask. I would assume she had.
She didn't say where she was walking to, did she, when she left?
She told me she's going to walk home. Yeah, she did tell me that. And she was obviously on University Boulevard, and her home's on 15th Street. So that's a pretty good walk.
Yeah. Okay. You think of anything else?
I don't know of anything of significance other than.
Did you use a condom?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. Did you ejaculate?
No.
Did you just go to sleep, or do you think she went to sleep, or do you think she just?
Well, I went to sleep. Obviously, it was late at night, so I chose to go to sleep, having to be up this morning.
Okay. All right, man.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the interview.
Yeah.
Closed interview is 8:45.